Good morning. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. I'm talking to Bernard Georges, the founder of the nonprofit New Bridges for Haitian Success, an organization to help Haitian immigrants in Rhode Island. Bernard, you've just come back from Haiti delivering aid that was donated here for those suffering there in the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew. Can you fill us in on how that went?
Yes, I was in Haiti to ensure that the aid was delivered to those who needed most. We distributed 417 bags of supplies, rice, beans, clothes, shoes, soap, and bottles of water. We took part in a free clinic that provides basic medical supplies, and we distributed school supplies and toys to about 80 Haitian children as schools prepared to reopen in the wake of Hurricane Matthew.
And this coming after, of course, the terrible earthquake in 2010, it just doesn't seem that Haiti gets a break.
Absolutely, absolutely. People are still homeless, hungry, vulnerable to the elements. Children and families sleep in the waterlogged streets and so are confronted with health risks due to illness such as cholera. Is very, very sad.
Now, describe how the relief effort went here. You began to solicit donations from people, and what kind of a response did you get here in Rhode Island?
Well, first, I have to tell you, I'm honored and grateful for the outpouring of support by the greater Rhode Island community, because this was a great relief for them. They never received any aid from the elected officials in Haiti, even from elected officials. So Rhode Island and Massachusetts friends did a great, great thing for the people in Belleance.
Now, Belleance is the district or the city that you supplied with the relief?
Yes, I distribute 90% of the stuff to Belleance.
So you knew a place that really needed the help?
That is correct, because I spent 14 years in Belleance. So I know exactly the area and then the folks who need it most.
We're talking with Bernard Georges from New Bridges for Haitian Success. He is just back from the island of Haiti, bringing relief to that island following Hurricane Matthew in October. And Bernard, can you tell us a bit about what you've got planned for coming up Saturday?
Oh, well, Saturday, March 25th at 2 p.m., Roger Williams Law School downtown, 1 Empire Plaza, Providence, Rhode Island. We invite everyone.
So you'd like to see people who donated come out and see what their donations actually did?
Absolutely, because a lot of folks are concerned whether or not their donation went to the right folks. A lot of international organizations does not report how the money spent or distributed. So I think it is important for New Bridges to show them that, listen, this is how your stuff, it goes exactly as we said. We distributed to the folks who needed most. Here's the pictures, here's the video, here's the interview. So they will be able just to see that.
So do you have plans to return to Haiti with more relief efforts?
Yes. I would like to generate more donations for school-related items, and I would like to open a professional school in Belleance. And we are looking for printers, copiers, and desktop computers. So I know some schools change school printers, copiers, and desktop computers regularly. So please donate them to New Bridges for Haitian Success so we can send them to Belleance just to help this kid. That's my objective now.
Bernard Georges, New Bridges for Haitian Success. Thanks for talking to us and best of luck.
Thank you.